Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have the lovely Richard Smout here. Good afternoon, Richard.
Good afternoon, Maggie.
Can I get you slightly closer to that microphone, please, Richard?
Yeah, of course.
That's fine, thank you. Now, your title is the Heritage Manager?
Yeah, I'm Heritage Service Manager for the Isle of Wight Council.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that I run the County Record Office, which is just up the hill from here.
Yes.
And I also line manage some brilliant colleagues that work for the Archaeological and Historic Environment Service, and also for our museum service.
So, okay. So there's quite a few museums on the island, aren't there?
Yeah, so the council-run ones, there are four. So there's Dinosaur Isle, there is the Museum of Island History, which is in the Guildhall.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Newport Roman Villa, and we've got Cowes Maritime Museum.
Oh, yes.
But in addition to that, of course, there are lots of other independent museums, there really are. Good ones run by yeah. local trusts.
Yes, I mean, I was thinking of the other Roman villa as well.
Didn't yeah, Brading.
Brading
yeah.
Roman yeah. Villa mm. is a big one, isn't it? That
yes.
One? But yes, so you line manage those, so those are semi-independent of you, but you're based at the records office up the road.
Yes, yes. I mean, I don't sit on their shoulders every day, but they're really good and really well run. My base, my physical base, when I'm not out and about or in places like here, is at the County Record Office, which is up on Hillside.
Okay. And what sort of things have you got in there? I know it probably does what it says on the tin, but what sort of stuff do you have in there?
Yeah, well, it's a weird tin, isn't it? I mean, it used to be in the days of the Isle of Wight Festival when we were more vinyl-based that we used to have people banging on the door and trying to get various LP-like records. Now we've moved on. We don't get that so often. So we have historic documents that relate to the Isle of Wight and the mm-hmm. people that have lived there. Some of them come from the churches and the chapels. So they're really important. They're particularly important for things like family history.
Mm.
Then we have records from local families and solicitors, so families like the Worsleys at Apple Durcombe, the Oglanders at Nunwell, the Holmes family over in West Wight. So they're very important. We have historic maps, which are absolutely fascinating. If you're a map person, then it's such a treat just to go back and look at the same area year after year and compare it and contrast it.
Oh, I bet you can spend hours doing that, can't you?
Yes. I mean, my job is to help other people spend hours doing it.
Yes, but you enjoy helping them, though.
I enjoy helping them, yes, yeah. And I'm very happy to look over their shoulder.
So, yeah, I mean, if you've got a series of maps going back to whatever year, you can work your way forward and see how the changes have gradually occurred and been recorded.
Yeah, and really interesting for house history. So there tend to be sequences of the Ordnance Survey maps in about the 1970s, then late 1930s, just before the Second World War. Edwardian times, so sort of 1907, and then 1896, and then 1862. So they're like little snapshots
yes.
of what buildings were around at that time. So you can help that to help you date a building.
Mm-hmm.
Although, of course, you don't know if the building has completely been demolished and rebuilt on the same site. It may not be the same building, but it's a clue, and you use the visual evidence as well.
Yes, indeed. And some of the buildings you can see when you go and visit them, whether it's original or not, in most cases, because some people have rebuilt them very skillfully.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yes, and there are so many interesting perils, aren't there, on buildings. So the ones I love are the dates on porches, and you have to work out whether that's the date of the porch or the date of the main building or the date of something that was found on the site and attached to it. So what we like to do is to get people to gather evidence, but also to question it. It's really important that we don't always believe things just because they're old without questioning and double checking them.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So in the archives, do people come and visit? Can I make an appointment to come and see something in particular?
Yes, so we're open 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. So we're open on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays. And we're open by appointment from 9:30 to 12:30 and from 1:30 to 4:30. So you can come along. It's free. And what we love you to do is to give us a ring before you come. We can make sure you've got space, so you haven't got a wasted journey. And if you give us an idea of the sort of thing you're trying to find out, that's really helpful because it gets us the opportunity, it gives us the opportunity to think it through as an issue and about what sources we've got. Because I'm getting quite old now, I can't think I'm behaved like I used to.
Yes, I know.
Well, once you get to 30, that's it, isn't it?
I know, yes, absolutely, yeah.
So you could be, for example, so I'm trying to find out the provenance of your house.
Yeah.
Or it could be a family thing you're trying to find out about.
Yeah, so as long as it's an island family, or, you know, individuals who have been on the island, if only for a short period of time, then that's primarily done through church records. Mm-hmm. But there can be other sources like school records. There are sort of historic electoral rolls, if you're looking at that sort of early 20th century period. A whole range of sources, even sort of things like rate books, if you're going back sort of quite some way. So it'll help.
I suppose if people didn't go to church, then they wouldn't be in the church records. Or is the church records covering weddings, funerals and christenings?
Yeah, so it's a little bit complicated depending on the type of records. Mm-hmm. So we are all buried or cremated.
Yes.
So there's a universality in that.
Yeah.
The vast majority of people are married. And they didn't have much of an option of where those marriages took place until, various legislation in the 19th century, which meant that there were a broader number of places where you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of baptisms, then that is more challenging because, many people would have been chapel goers and not Church of England. Mm-hmm. And many of the chapel records have survived, but not all of them.
Yeah.
But most people would have been baptised. And so sometimes it's just working out why you can't find something.
And maybe it's in a different place or something like that.
Maybe in a different place, or maybe that those records just don't survive for that period. So, I mean, if you look at a parish like Shorewell, or I think their records don't start the baptism registers until sort of the late 17th century. So if you're looking for somebody in 1600, well, you know, that's great, but they're not going to be in that particular source.
No.
Okay.
And so do you encourage people to bring historic records to you for you to look at and maybe keep?
Yeah, I mean, we are always interested in keeping material. We have a sort of, you know, policy that shows up what we're interested in keeping. So it does need to be island-based. It does need to relate to island people. And obviously, we shouldn't already have a copy of it, because there are some multiple copies of certain types of things, and that's not right that we should be keeping multiple copies. But we're always interested in seeing or helping people interpret things that they've got. So yeah, people can come to us for advice. We may not be able to, you know, sit alongside them for days helping them go through everything, but you know, it's so exciting also if people bring things in, because you never know what's going to come through the door.
Well, I bet.
So how do people contact you should they wish to inquire or do anything at all with the Heritage
Service? I mean, we've got phone and email is the easiest. So our phone number is 823820. And the record office email address is also a good idea, which you can find online.
That'd be on the council website.
It's on the council's website, yes. If you Google Arlawhite Record Office, then you'll get there quickly.
And what used to be in the record office before you?
Before us, well, when it was built in the very late 1890s, it was the police officer's house for what was the county police station, which was the 17 Fairlie Road premises behind.
That's the one that's on the Fairlie Road, yes.
Yes, the one on the Fairlie Road. Yeah. So the police officer, sort of the semi-resident police officer, had this house. It was two up, two down, a building, and then gradually got extended for private accommodation. We moved there in the 1970s, mid-1970s.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, I knew the building on the Fairlie Road used to be a police station many, many years
ago.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah.
But that's fascinating stuff. Mm. So I didn't want to catch you out. I just thought you would probably know the answer to that.
You were lucky.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Richard. Can I ask you, will you come in again and pick up a specific topic of history that you think our listeners will find interesting?
No, it'll be a real pleasure. Yes, thank you.
And we can go through that for 10, 15 minutes. Just sort of whatever period you fancy, it's entirely up to you to bring the material and talk to us. I'd love to do that.
Yeah. No, that'd be a great pleasure.
The danger is we'll spend the rest of the program talking about it.
We can't do that.
Which we can't do.
We get told off.
Thank you very much, Richard, for coming in. We'll see you again soon.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing. at vectisradio.fm.